Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Law of Attraction Secrets podcast. I am so excited to be here with you today. And I am online for once. We are not in the studio, but I'm with somebody I would call a very close friend, somebody who has guided me in so many ways. She's a PR mogul. She is a winning branding expert. She's won awards for this stuff. She's somebody who is an amazing author, an amazing guide. She's got a brand new book. You may know it's in tons of Barnes and Nobles and universities, colleges across the nation. And it's called The Ultimate Playbook for College and Career Success. Brand Up is the actual title. And it's super cool. I'm so excited to dive into that with her today. She is somebody who has got a master's in human development. She's somebody who you are going to learn from if you want to get into the press. You want to learn how to get your name out there, get your brand out there in the world. You want to brand up, as her book says. You want to get your name and what you are doing in life to a higher level. This is the place to be right now. Welcome to the show, Stacey Cohen.
Thank you, Natasha. To be here, and I have been a big fan since day one, and I just always love our conversations, always walk away with just such incredible gems. So thank you for having me today.
I am so happy that we made this happen, because we are just like, we hang out so much. We do so many wonderful things. You are such a big part of my life in so many ways. And just being able to share you with my friends who listen to the show and our amazing audience here is such a gem. So let's dive in. I'm so ready for today. First question I have for you, what's the backstory on Brand Up? Like, how did that come about for somebody that's just meeting you? Brand Up's a really cool name. Everybody wants to brand up. When I started my career, I was unknown. I didn't have a lot going on. This was 3 years ago. I wasn't even a coach per se. I just decided I want to change my life and I want to help people on the way and I want to cure myself, but I need to get my brand out there. So I married my PR guy. Tell us about the story of Brand Up.
I love that. So Brand Up is meant to be a series. And the first book in the series is actually geared towards teens. I never expected to be that way, but think about it. Like, getting the personal branding muscle started early is critical, because personal branding is no longer a luxury, it's a requirement. So my daughter, I have two girls, as you know, when one of them was in high school and her junior year, you know, she's now in her 20s, she was going through the college admission process, and we're in a very, very competitive high school. So high anxiety to the max. And I had an epiphany. I realized, like, you've really got to be your own brand, market yourself, and stand out. So a lot of these kids had like 4.3 GPAs, so how do you stand out? And fast forward a couple of years later, I started blogging for the Huffington Post. And I'm a curious person, as you are. And I was curious if any high schools were teaching personal branding, digital leadership. And I found one in Florida. And not only were they teaching it, they made it mandatory for ninth graders. They had to take this class. And at the same time, there are all these statistics coming out that 75% of admission officers are now looking at kids' social media. So it's kind of the confluence of like the great equalizer. So in any case, the instructor, Jason Schaefer, who is actually a contributing author of the book, and this other guy, Alan Katzman, also a contributor, both of them reached out to me. And Jason asked me to go and audit his class when I was in Florida. And I was blown away by this class. I was totally blown away with these 14-year-olds were doing, telling their narrative. and went back, wrote another Huffington Post article, and that article went viral. And I knew that I had something. So this book is for teens. I want to level the playing field for all teens. I don't want this book just to be for teens that want to go to the Ivy League schools. This book is for, it could be for a teen that wants to go into a trade like hairdressing or carpentry. It could be for an influencer. It could be for someone. There's actually a chapter which you'll appreciate on entrepreneurship. During COVID, surge of entrepreneurship amongst teens. And so why can't a teen that maybe started an Etsy store just take a gap year or two and go into their own business? So again, this book is geared towards teens, but I'm already working on a book that will be released in 2024 that will be for college age, early career.
That is so fantastic. We need more people like you in the world helping the younger generation. That's so awesome. I love that. What do you hope you will accomplish with the book? You're already absolutely sailing the wave. Everyone's talking about it. Everywhere I go, they're like, wait, if you're signing up for a PR package, make sure you get this book. It will help you. If you're doing marketing, if you want to brand your business, buy this book. We're hearing it everywhere. But what do you hope to accomplish with it?
So again, I really want to help kids leverage social media to an advantage. You know, we know that smart kids are not always smart on social media. Yes, they're technologists, right? It's like, I know my girls, like if I'm struggling with, you know, with an Instagram reel, you know, I can ask them in 2 seconds. And you're the same way, you know, you're in social media, but you also know how to leverage social media for the good. So that's one aspect. And there has been, as we all know, a lot of negative things that come out of when you don't do social media right. And being that college admissions offices are looking at teen social media, even more important. And even job recruiters, think about it, job recruiters, it like probably 85% of them are looking at social media. So again, one aim is to really help these kids use social media, to really put their best selves forward. And the other is that I want every kid, no matter what their path in life, to get the best chance to shine. And so I'm actually donating hundreds, probably thousands of books to youth organizations like Boys and Girls Club, Girls Inc., The Y. And again, I want to bring it to not just those that want to go to the elite schools, but it's for everyone. And the other thing is you and I both know, I always tell kids, Google is the new resume. And this number is going to startle you, but in an internet minute, there's 6 million Google searches. So think about it. Someone is searching for you. Someone is searching for me. What will they find? So kids have to be really aware of their digital footprint at an earlier age than ever. A lot of kids, you know, like, well, say, oh, I can, you know, I'll be able to take that, you know, that post of me doing bongs during spring break. I'll be able to get rid of it. No, because everything that is online is discoverable and permanent.
Just trying to unmute there. It is. And once you have that online, it's a footprint about you and it lasts and you don't want negative things on you. So the best thing to do is create the most amazing digital footprint about yourself. I wish I had known this in my teens. I wish I had personally branded myself in my teens. I wish I had somebody behind me who could guide me like this book. I wish somebody could have said to me, hey, you need to create your brand from as soon as you get going. Don't wait. Like I've got friends who, as soon as their kids have been born, they've bought their domains, their websites. And we know a lot of companies like that. They've already bought it. Like, my son's name, my everyone's name, they're already there. We own those because we know the power of what it means when you have your own domain. And when you don't, it costs you tens of thousands, sometimes hundreds of thousands.
Yes. And it's so interesting that you say that, because my business partner, who has two kids, 5 and 6, she was stressing about naming her first boy. And when I spoke to her, I said, listen, whatever name you decide is the final name, just make sure that the URL, that the domain name is free. And she laughed, but you know what? Of course she did it, because it's like, you know, it's like you want to get your kid off to a good start.
100%. And on that note, social media is a place where, whether we like it or not, teens are spending their time. I spent a lot of my time, you know, on social platforms, MySpace and all the rest of it back then. That's just what people do. It is the way of today's world. So you may as well learn to love it and use it for your best interest. Here's what I do. I don't aimlessly scroll on social media. When I'm on social media, I go through it and I decide why I'm going on it. So I take my phone. Before I go on my phone, I go pause. Why are you going on your phone, Miss Natasha? Oh, well, I'm going on because I want to go and have a look at social media. Why? I would like specifically to be inspired. So I go on my homepage and then I don't let it come up what it has. I type in at the top the things I want to see, and you can choose inspirational content, inspirational material, and it just comes up. And then it shows me, oh, that's nice. Now I'm looking at inspiring posts rather than how amazing girls' bodies are and other things that my mind naturally goes to. And I don't want to be looking at stuff like that, because it's wasting my time, making me feel worse about myself. So therefore I should be focusing on things that actually benefit my life.
Yeah, you are so spot on. You could not have said that better, because here's the thing. I'm not telling kids not to be them. In fact, they've got to be authentic, but they also need to be intentional, right? Because social media, you and I both know, it could just be such a time suck. So you really want to be intentional. You want to make sure that you're getting a return on investment, but also a return on engagement, I always say. And you want to be on the right platforms that are going to reach the audiences you're trying to reach. And you also want to be, you know, I always tell kids, like, before you post, ask yourself, and this is the case with the book, like, would you be okay if a college admission officer saw the post, or a potential employee, or your parents? I always tell kids to put the content through what I call the PURE, P-U-R-E test, which is positive, unbiased, respectful, and ethical.
Wow, very interesting. Can I ask, when you come across somebody in an interview, do you ever go on their social media? Because the first thing I do when I look at anyone applying for a job for me, a role in my company, a role in my household, anything, even when I just meet somebody cold on the street, I'm at an event, they give me their name, I don't Google them. The first thing I do is I go and look on their social media. I want to see who they really are. I want to see what they care about, what they're passionate about, how they brand themselves.
Yes.
It's not even about follower numbers. It's about who they are. I want to see the core of this person.
Yes, 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 and yes. I, first of all, you know, at Co-Communications, someone could look great on paper, and it's even been the case where we've had a face-to-face interview. We always look meticulously at their social media. And there have been occasions we don't like what we see. And you know, we probably would have hired them if it wasn't for their social media. So again, it honestly, like, personal branding is for life. That applies to, there are certain universals that applies to any age whatsoever. You've got to really be mindful of what you have on your social media, because it's quite easy to find. And the other thing is that you and I both know there is, I'm sure you've heard this statistic, that the average American has the attention span of 8 seconds. So we've all got to be a master of first impressions. Like, nobody is going to, we have to all be able to answer the question. And this is what branding is about. Why should someone choose you? Like, why should someone choose your book? Why should someone choose, you know, your method? And why should someone choose you? Because you want to end up on the top of a decision maker's list. And again, this doesn't matter if it's college admissions, job recruiting, you're trying to get a scholarship. So again, you have to figure out how you stand out from others and, you know, what is unique. And that requires some self-awareness, right? And teens, generally speaking, are not self-aware, but what is your superpower? You know, and then you also have to look at your competitors and also not just your competitors, but ask the people around you, because you need that 360 degree view. How do others perceive of you? And with that intelligence, you can then crystallize what, excuse my marketing jargon, but unique value proposition.
I love that. This is so true. On that note, can we go to the next point, which I find really interesting? Can we talk for a moment about branding tips for anyone? Give me your top three branding tips. Somebody's watching today or listening in and they're like, hey, how do I get myself out there? I feel like I'm not quite fulfilling my dream. I'm not quite there yet. Or I've got all this amazing value, but I'm just not getting out there enough. I'm not quite getting to the level of where I'm being seen. What are three big branding tips that you can give us?
Yes, absolutely. Number one is that you've got to be, well, I would break it into three buckets, my tips, right? So the first one is you have to be strategic. So that's the strategic bucket. You need that 12,000 foot view. You need to understand, again, what is your superpower? How do you stand out? How are you going to make a mark in the world? You have to understand the audience who you're speaking to, because personal branding, there's a misconception. A lot of people say it's me, me, me. It's not. It's not narcissistic. Personal branding is what your value is to others. So you've got to stay in this discovery or strategic phase first and really, again, figure out how and why you stand out. The second is the creativity bucket. And this is, there's so much clutter out there and you and I know it. So I have a mantra and it's add value, not clutter.
Like, love that. You,
right? Add value, not clutter. So you've got to get yourself out there in different ways. And you've got to think of yourself like it's packaging yourself. The second part of branding is really the development, where you are doing an audit of your existing social media and you're cleaning it up. And you're also asking if there's some unfavorable posts that friends have, ask them to untag you. So this is where you're doing a cleanup, but you're also figuring out what can I do that's creative. So one example of something that someone can do that's creative, and it could be a teen or an adult, like the email signature line for a second. And this is just one way of many, but the email signature line, that's a great piece of real estate. You know, I've seen people use that piece of real estate in really creative ways. You know, have links to a video, have the email signature line be animated. It's like the creative aspect development is critical because you want to stand out from the clutter. And then the last one is what I call the implementation bucket. And that's where precision is required, because you and I know you could have a creative idea, but unless you implement it, execute it with precision, it's just not going to fly. So you need to, you know, communications works. You can't just turn on the volume and then walk away. You need a constant drumbeat. So this is where you need, I always say you need a little bit of persistence, consistency, and also perspiration, because it's hard work, but it's like you need to think of yourself as a news channel and just get content out there. But good won't cut it. It's got to be great content and it's got to be relevant to your target audience.
I want to personally invite you to The Book Club, hosted by Natasha Graziano. That's me. It's every Friday, 11 a.m. Pacific, where you're going to tap into your unlimited power of your mind, where you're going to understand how to access parts of your brain you have not been using until now. I'm going to show you how to unlock the key to abundance in your life, how to turn on the tap to everything you desire. The same way that I attracted my soulmate into my life in 3 weeks, the same way that I went from broke, no money in the bank, hundreds of thousands in debt. I was a single mom, thought I had nothing going on in my life. I was suicidal at my worst point. And I have transformed my life into who I am today in just 2.5, 3, 4 years. I've created the empire that I now live in and lead and help so many people all over the world, just like yourself, so that you too can go on and inspire your community. I can't wait to show you this method, these practical tools that are going to help you to unlock the life of your dreams too. And we do it all in the book club. Across the next 60 days, the rollout is fire. We have celebrities coming in. We've got top coaches coming in. We've got a squad of people who are there in this community who are helping you to access those parts of your brain, helping you through the words they're preaching, the words they're speaking, the lessons we're giving out. So it's your turn to shine. It's your turn to come and receive. You give so much in your life. You're probably the person who just always is giving and giving and giving. Now it's your turn. It's your turn to sit back once a week, relax and indulge in a space that's completely for you, just for you. And whilst it's still free, hit that link below and reserve your seat at the book club. The link is below. Join now and I'll see you there. Love that. And it has to be every day. Are you adding value to somebody's page?
Yes, exactly.
Are you genuinely adding value to what you are putting up? Are you adding value to somebody's life, their health, their wealth, their happiness, helping them be a bit more like you or bettering their life in some way? If the answer is not a strong yes, don't do it. Don't post it. It's not worth it. I learned that the hard way. I used to put up things and then they didn't get much traction. I was like, the algorithm doesn't like me. No, sweetie, you don't like the algorithm. If you like the algorithm and you play with it, then you would post stuff which adds value to people's lives. Add value to people's lives every day. Think about ways that you can enhance somebody's life with what you're putting out there. That is your brand. People
yes.
do not care
yes.
what you do. They care when they ask, what do? What you can do for them.
Yes, you are so speaking my language. It's so true. And here's the thing, your social media presence reflects that. You know, it's like when I see brands that all they're getting out there are different awards that they won and just all these accolades. It's such a turnoff. You want to think about, how can I add value to my audience? How can I help my audience? How can I educate my audience? And that is what is going to give you what I call the return on engagement. You will have engagement on your social platforms.
For sure. Social media is a hard one as well. Like, it's a hard one to grow. You can get companies to do it from the outside. You can do it. But here's the best thing to do. Go and have a look at your top five people right now of who you're inspired by and have a look at how they post. Do they post every day? Do they post at a certain time? What do they post? Do some research on what you want to be like, on who you want to be like. And if there's nobody that you want to be like, then at least look at the style of content you want to post and have a look like, ooh, I like their style. I like a mix of about three people's styles at the moment. I watch their videos go viral, these two guys and this one gal. And I'm like, I love it. I want to do more stuff like that. And I have meetings with my team and I say, hey, I love this person's content. Let's do more of that. It seems to be going viral for them. Let's try and use this style and some of our stuff. That is what it's for. Get inspired. Social media ain't going anywhere. There might be a new platform, but it's never going anywhere. It's going to continue to evolve and shape. And, you know, imagine once upon a time, there wasn't a live feature on social media. You didn't go live. You just showed up your content and now you can go live and talk to your audience and get connected and understand who you're talking to. Let me give you one snippet on something I learned on social media. And I'm going to ask Stacey a really great question about her book. So here it is. Have you ever thought about making your conversation with your audience a two-way dialogue versus a one-way dialogue? And what I mean by that is we think that just putting stuff in their face, hey, boom, 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 I'm telling you this. You think that's working? What works better is when you make it a two-way dialogue. When you say,
yes, yes.
What do you like about this?
Yes.
Do you like this style of branding or this? What do you interact, right?
Yes. And it's always about building relationships. And I always tell people that your network is your net worth. And what you do really great is like you have a lot of strategic partnerships. And so that's another great way to go about social media, because you're amplifying each other's brand. You're, you know, you're supporting each other to, and you know, especially if you have the same target audience, really, really important to do.
Absolutely. Okay. So in the book, you talk about the importance of building a strong personal brand a lot. Can you give some examples of individuals who have actually done this really well and what sets them apart?
And are you talking about teens or just individuals?
Individuals.
Okay. Individuals that have, well, I would love to use you as an example, but I guess...
Thank you. Yeah, please do. Please do. I love them. I've got my branding everywhere. I've got my magazines behind me. I'm on the covers of, in fact, one's fallen over. I need to grab that after. But yeah,
but you know what? Look, that's seriously, if we could just use you for a second, that's a great example. And even when I saw you in Florida, like a month or so ago, it's like, You are just, you have that consistency, persistence, perspiration. It's like, it's not, look, a lot of people think that people are just like brands are just born. And a lot of people will also say, oh, well, I don't have a personal brand. Everyone has a personal brand, Natasha. It's either like negative, positive, or neutral. But you do great. You're so consistent because you have a business, you have a thriving business. And then here you are as you've built yourself up as a subject matter expert. And so I like to think of myself as like the thought leader of thought leaderships. And I work with a lot of CEOs to get them out there. And I don't know that I'm going to give you one example, but the way to build brands, I think one of the best ways is through earned media. And by getting our CEOs quoted in Forbes or on Bloomberg TV, like all of these are ways to build that credibility. Because then what happens is, like I said to you before, remember I said you've got to be a master of first impressions. Think about it. When you go to someone's website and they'll say, as seen on the Today Show and Oprah, it's like right away, you're like, I want to work with this person. So again, I think that earned media is like one way to really amplify your brand. And you've done a great job with that. You just shared with me a couple of minutes ago before we went live that you've been asked back to be on Tamarind's show.
Yeah, exactly. We're just in talks right now, getting the date set and all of that. This is what I mean. When you get your name out there and you start to grow it in the press, and earned media is honestly one of the things I said at the start of our call today. And on this podcast, I said it, I married my PR agent. Literally, when you get yourself in the press screams about you. You don't have to do the rest of it. When the press talks about you, all of a sudden, you don't have to scream about it because they're doing it for you. The fact that Forbes says that you're this, the fact that Entrepreneur says you're this. So yes, you know, I like to use myself as a great example of personal branding. And by the way, bad press is good press. So if people want to say stuff about you, and the bigger you get, you're going to have people write bad stuff.
Yes, yes, yes.
What do you
yes,
say
yes.
to that?
Yes. Well, first of all, you make such a good point, because there's nothing like earned media that will give you the eyeballs. And that's also what social media is about also. It's like, it's always about like the eyeballs. But here's the thing, bad press will happen. I just spoke to a prospective client that has been getting some bad glass door reviews and you know, not favorable Google reviews. But here's the thing, they've been so quiet. They haven't been generating news. And if you consistently get out good news, and bad things will happen, right? Bad things do and will happen. But when you have 25 things out there that are really positive, when that one negative thing happens, you will be okay. You will recover.
I agree. getting ahead and being ahead and keeping it swamped. For example, somebody puts one negative thing out. Well, let's say you're getting loads of hits on that recent piece, on a positive piece on your brand and things that are good. That little piece that comes out, it's just going to get lost. It's just going to disappear. So yes, don't worry. And also, it actually is happening. Let's take it to the law of attraction for a minute. It is happening to see your desire for how badly you want it. It is happening to you to see how much you want to achieve that goal. How much do you want that desire? When you start to grow, the outside world starts to almost close in on you to see how much you want it. I have been through what I call pressure cookers of hate so many times to elevate to where I am today. It has not been easy. I have fallen down on my butt so many times. I failed. I've been told I was a confident fucking fraudster. I've been told, I mean, what even is that? I don't give a fuck because I am unapologetically me. I own who I am, and I know I help and add people, add value to people's lives. I know what I do, and I believe it, and I feel it, and I see results. And so I don't listen to the small voices. I do it for the big and the masses, because nobody above you cares about the bullshit. Only people.
And here's the thing, and you know, and also thank you, because you contributed such a great couple of paragraphs to the book, like when I interviewed you about growth mindset, like growth versus fixed mindset. And you and I both have a growth mindset. And that's critical, because here's the thing, you need to look at failure as a learning opportunity, and rather than a setback, because failure is really a stepping stone for success. Like with this book, it was a 5-year journey for me, and there were a lot of failures, but here I am today. You know, you've got to keep pushing out of your comfort zone, and you cannot give up. I always say to my staff that there are two words I don't want to hear them say, is I can't. And I tell them that they should be problem solvers and not problem spotters. Because it's so easy to whine about a problem, right? But no, come to me with a solution.
I love that, because usually with it, I just had an interview this morning with 8 new people for a particular role I'm casting for in my company right now. And they sat down in my house and it was amazing. And they sat and they said, and I said, what is one thing you don't like? And I said, one thing I don't like is the word can't. And I learned that from Stacey, because Stacey literally showed me the way. When somebody comes to you and say, I can't do that, I don't know how, I say, okay, GOOGLE. That will help you. Or I say the University of YouTube, because you're coming to me and I'm going to go and find the way to do it. And the solution, which means I'm my own assistant, which means I no longer need your service in my business. Like there's no way. The word can't doesn't exist. Within 2 hours, someone always comes back to you. And
I love what you just said about YouTube University. That is a classic. I love it. I may steal that from you.
Yeah, for sure. The University of YouTube is everything. Don't ask me what to do, because I'm going to go on the University of YouTube myself, and I'm going to go and learn. That's how I built in so many ways. When I wanted to be the number one female motivational speaker in the world, I decided I'm going to be, because I'm going to study it. I'm going to watch all the people before me, all the biggest guys who have been the biggest names, and I'm going to learn to use my voice like a man. I'm going to use it and just be a female and dominate in an area which was, you know, still not saturated, which is great. So I just, it's an area I just wanted to take over. So you have to decide who you want to be and go after it and research and learn. Okay. One final question for our gorgeous Stacey, because I know we're running out of time here. What are some common mistakes that individuals or companies even make when trying to establish or enhance their brand, and how can they avoid them?
So one of them is selling on features versus benefits. And this again goes back to the value. Let me give you an example. So let's just say, and I'm just making this up, but okay, let's just say yogurt. And I know you and I both like yogurt. So here are two different brands. One brand is saying, buy me. We, you know, this yogurt has 20 milligrams of, or 20 grams of protein and acidophilus. And the company is 25 years old. The other brand of yogurt is saying, eat this yogurt. You will live longer. You'll sleep better. You'll reduce stress. That's the difference. The first one is based on features. The second one is, again, this is based on what this yogurt will do to you. So you always, you don't want to stay with the features. You want to show others. And it doesn't matter if it's a business brand or personal brand. You want to show others what you bring to the table. And the other thing is in speaking, I have one chapter in the book, and I spoke to 40 plus college admission officers and educational consultants. And I think this is the same with college admissions and the job force. Everybody can smell a phony miles away. So don't try to be someone you are not. Be authentic, but just, it boils down to that you really want to find your superpower. So this is not about acting, because it's just be you, just be you. You are great. You are authentic. And then I would say the last thing is again, jumping over this, the strategy and just taking aim at things. So you're just kind of, you're throwing spaghetti on the wall and hoping some of it sticks. When if you just built a foundation and stayed with some of the essentials, like who is your target audience? You know, like where do they live? What is their profession? How old are they? You know, what are your objectives? What do you want to, obtain from your social media results? Make it quantifiable. And the other is what I call magnetic messages. Individuals and business brands typically have several target audience. So what is going to resonate with one won't necessarily resonate with another. So you want those sticky magnetic messages. And so you really do need to understand your target audience. And I find a lot will skip over the strategic part and just go to the next shiny penny. Oh, I'm going to start a TikTok channel. No, like first figure it out. Build your foundation first.
Wow, such powerful knowledge. This is absolutely amazing. And those two things on the yogurt are so good. Can you say them again for our audience? They're so good. One yogurt is promoting self and the other is the benefits. So what can you...
You want me to say what I had shared before?
Yeah, because they're really good. This is a really good analogy.
Yeah, okay, great. So here's one yogurt brand that is promoting their brand by saying, the company is 25 years old. There's 10 grams of protein and 20 grams of acidophilus. Buy us. Here's another yogurt. They're saying, buy our yogurt. You will sleep better. You will live longer. You'll reduce stress. Buy us. Which yogurt will you buy?
Absolutely. The one that talks about the benefits for me. Again, it's back to that amazing point. I love this. It's not what you do. It's what you do for them. People yes. do not care about what you do. They care about the feeling you leave in them. That is what legacy is as well. So building a personal brand leads into legacy and who you are and who you'll be remembered for thereafter you're gone.
Yes. Well said.
Amazing. Well, honestly, everything you've spoken about today has been amazing. So if you want to get a copy of Stacey's book, which is in every store right now, Barnes & Noble has got it stocked all across America. Make sure that you guys go and get yourselves a copy wherever you are right now, whether you buy it online or your favorite bookstore. Brand Up by Stacey Cohen. You've just learned from one of the top branding experts in the whole of the US, which means in the world. So you are so lucky. I can't wait to hear your success stories and how you enjoyed today's show. Share it with a friend. Take your favorite quotes from here. Tag Stacey on social media. Her handles are below. Her link to her book is below. Thank you so much for coming on our show today, Stace.
Thank you for having me, Natasha. I had the best time, and thank you for all your great energy. And you are wearing a highly energetic color, so I'm going to take that with me.
I am. I'm wearing bright yellow and Stacey's wearing bright red. In fact, you guys should for sure have a look if you're not watching this on Spotify video. Make sure you go over on YouTube. I think you'll really enjoy this. The colors that we're wearing today, we're like a little traffic light. We just need a green one in the middle.
I love it. I love it.
So good. Amazing. Love you. Thank you for coming. And guys, tune in again every Thursday with our VIP or celebrity guest who's going to be sharing around their secrets on the law of attraction. Peace, love, and see you soon.